Okay. Vata Tetzava, second paragraph of Ois Tes. Okay, the Rebbe is explaining that until now the Maimon was explaining that Mesidas Nefesh causes the level of Mor. And therefore, Purim is greater than Matan Torah. But the Rebbe asks, the Kibbalah Yehudim is after the story of Purim, after the miracle of Purim, after the Mesidas Nefesh. Now that Haman's house was given to Mordechai, which is even the level of Yisabcha, so how can you have the level of Kossus? It's not Kossus anymore. The Gzeda was for a whole year.
Right.
He cast lots in other, for the following other.
Yes.
No, he cast lots in Nisan, I'm sorry. He cast lots right in the Nisan. And then it was for a whole year. Then Purim happened, the miracles, the war, the Mesidas Nefesh, for a whole year. Then they won the battles. Mm-hmm. Then they, another day in Shushan. Okay, and they hung the 10 sons of Haman. And then Mordechai and Esther came and he gave him over, Beis Haman, to Esther. But that was after the miracle happened already, after the Mesidas Nefesh. Not only was after the Mesidas Nefesh, it was after the miracle. So L'cheda, it's not the Mesidas Nefesh. So Rebbe starts explaining now, there's two levels. There's causes of torture, and there's causes of complacency from the mere fact we're in Golos. But when you know, the Inyan is like this. It says, Ishi Yisrael, Hem Shvodim, Yitzah Hashem, Begolos. This, that the Yidin are broken from the mere fact they're in Golos. Gam k'sheyesh tamar chaveh b'gashmiz b'ruchnis, even when they have a lot of gashmiz and ruchnis, l'cheira, how can they be broken then? Everything's good. Physically is good. Spiritually, everything is good. Kiritzein u'amit eshel kol achad mi'Yisrael, because the real will of every single Jew, u'shiyagili elukus, the godliness should be revealed. This is what every Jew essentially wants, Mashiach, in other words, that godliness should be revealed. Va'ad, to the extent that this level, Gil Elokus, Negalet Negel, Etzem Mitzusi, touches his very core. Therefore, Zeshev is mana golos. Ein emer Gil Elokus, Kmoy Shahoyeb is mana bayis. The fact that nowadays there is now a revelation of Elokus like it was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Befrat, and especially. Anybody who doesn't build the Beis HaMikdash in his days, it's like it was destroyed. The Rebbe quotes this from Yerushalmi, Medrash Tilim. Means like this. Because the Medrash says, we're driven out because of our sins. Cause and effect. The second the cause goes off, no more sins, automatically back in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if this generation didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, that means because the sins are there. If the sins are there, it's like you destroyed it. So the Rebbe is explaining, not only from the fact in God, the fact that you're still in God means you didn't, you caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash because you didn't get rid of the cause. He means from this itself, is there in Gansen Sutreisel? He's all shooken up. Causes a gam kshuban, even a person. Even a person, like he's going to explain, like Rashbi, with such a high level, shemeir etzle gil elukus, that even in Golus, by them is revealed the level of elukus. Bedug misa gil ishoye bizmana bayis, like the revelation was in the bayis, like it brings down at the bottom. That Al Rebbe said by Rashbi, there was no churban. Level of Rashbi, the destruction basically had no impact. By Rashbi was a gili alukus before, after, during. By him, there was no difference. Even such a Jew, mikama came the nevertheless. So l'chayr by him, it's mamish no golos. He says no. Mizeh shebuchlalos ha'elam. The fact that in the general world, a meir gilui is alukus not revealed. Mochach shows, is proving. Shagam agilu shemeir etzah igili mugbal. It's still limited revelation. The fact that by him, Elokus is revealed, but only by him, that means Elokus is limited, revealed, revelation is limited. It's only by him. The shemeir gili ein sof ablikuvul. Because when a real level of Elokus is revealed, it's believable, it's all over. If there's one place, even the most outreached area, furthest away, is not revealing of Elokus, the Rebbe is explaining you a basic level incident. And that is, when Elokus is revealed infinitely, there has to be no place where Elokus is not revealed. Because if Elokus is revealed in 99% of the world, that's a limitation that it's not in 100% of the world. So even though by the Rashbi or by the Rabbeim, where there is no Churban Beis HaMikdash, on their own personal level, they had this ultimate revelation of Elokus, nevertheless, the fact that in one corner of the world even, Elokus is not revealed, shows it's lacking by them also. Yeah, but we're talking about the revelation as it is. Total revelation. And that's what's brought down in the Maimer, the East of it says in Tikkun Zayar, it says like this. Even if there's one tzaddik that would do ultimate tshuva, Mashiach. Mashiach would be here. Even if one tzaddik would do tshuva properly. Why? Because through tshuva, you reveal the infinite level of Elokus, and by definition, gili zel b'chol makom. So what's that? What's the Rebbe explaining? The Rebbe is explaining, how could a Jew be in Golos if everything is great? Gashmis, Ruchnias, Beis Haman, Nasati, Lester, Mordechai was the Kissinger, Lavdol. Not Lavdol, between Jews you don't say Lavdol. Mordechai was the Kissinger, and Esther was the queen, the first lady, and unbelievable. But they're still in Golos. That means Elokus is not revealed all over the place. Because the real will of a Jew, the real will of a Jew, is that Elokus should be revealed all over the place. So if Elokus is missing in one corner of the world, the Nesham is broken, every Yid is broken, that it's not Elokus revealed in its totality. Okay, and for the fact that by us, Elokus is not revealed, who nishbar v'nitka, he's broken causes. That means even by Rashbi, so to speak, or by the Rabbeim, that by them was no churban. They're still broken because there's a corner of the world where Elokus is not revealed. Like it's known, shechayla, the word chayla, sick. Chesvav lamed hey, begematria mem test equals 49. Meaning, what does it mean? It's brought down. A guy can understand 49 levels of Bina. But the 50th level is missing. The person is sick. This is what Arizal brings down. It's not what the Tzemach Tzedek says. Often would say, Ich will sich gar nicht. I don't want anything. Ich will nicht dein Gan Eden. Ich will nicht dein Olam Haba. Ich will mehr nicht wer dich allein. The Alter Rebbe said, and the Rebbe is going to say, the fact that Tzemach Tzedek said it very often, that the Alter Rebbe said that. I mean, Tzemach Tzedek said, the Alter Rebbe said it very often. I don't want your Gan Eden. I don't want your Olam Haba. I want you. And he says, by day, shin ha yanish maloshin zem miad men hazak in the fast, the Alter Rebbe said it often. It wasn't only in designated times. It was constant. The Alter Rebbe would say this. I don't want you Gan Eden. I don't want you Olam Haba. I want you. Especially after this was publicized through the Tzemach Tzedek. Why did the Tzemach Tzedek tell us? The Alter Rebbe said, I don't want you Gan Eden. Who cares? I mean, Alter Rebbe said, what does it have to do with us? The fact that Tzemach Tzedek means The Rebbe says this itself, that Tzemach Tzedek said it, gives the koyach that every single Jew, that the primary will of each individual Jew should be gili alu atzmos, ba'ad kerekach, to the extent, k'she'em meir gili, is that when the Jew doesn't have this revelation, mikol she'kem b'zman ha'golos, she'meir afilu gili or shoyu b'zman ha'bayis, it's not even revealed the order of the Beis HaMikdash, who b'matzot the cause of the person is depressed. What?
It seems like only Tzemach Tzedek knew this.
Huh?
Only Tzemach Tzedek knew this about the altar.
No. That Tzemach Tzedek publicized it. He publicized it. People know a lot of things, they don't publicize it. And publicize when Tzemach comes to what? When did... No. That doesn't work. Stop. The fact that a person is in oppressed, even though he doesn't even know about it. The chiddush is, even though we don't even know about it, everything's great, complacency, the real neshama of each one of us is totally kasis from the fact that we're in galus. Umevakish gimel pamim b'chol yoyma yoysa. We ask three times a year or more, like Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Yom Tov. V'zach zen einenu b'shulcha l'tziyam b'rachmim. We're asking Hashem to bring us back to the Beis HaMikdash, Sha'oz Yigil Elokus. Then will be a revelation of Elokus to the extent of Gilu Atzmus, Zel Kosis Lamor. That's the level of Kosis. Sha'idei Ho'in the Kosis Mizashanim Soim Begolus. The fact that the Jew is bothered from the fact that we're in Golus, Magiyim Lamor. You come to the essence, Kizet Sheratzen Cholachan Miyisrael. Who gilei alukos this, that the real will of a yid is to have a revelation of Hashem to the extent who negei la'etzim mitzuyus, say that this bothers him. Where does that come from? That comes from the essence of the Jew, the mor. He says, mitzad etzim and neshama, mor sheb and neshama, she's kashus shebalukos, is kashus atzmis. That the connection to Elokus is an essential bond. And the Rebbe is going to continue now in Yud. This level of being upset that we're in Golus, even though you don't even know about it, you don't feel it. Now, the Rebbe felt it. Right? I want you. That means the Gilui of essence of Hashem, which is the revelation of Mashiach. He said the fact that a Jew doesn't feel that level means they're bothered by this. That is going to bring out a deeper level of more than the Mesidus Nefesh of Purim. And therefore, the ultimate acceptance of Torah Mitzvahs was not during the Mesidus Nefesh of Purim, but post-Mesidus Nefesh of Purim, when everything was great, but there is still in Golos. Akat Avdat HaChashresh, we're still in Golos. That brings out a deeper level of more than the more of causes of Mesidus Nefesh.
Why?
Stay tuned. V'yishleimar, Shembechein, what's unique over here is that we don't even feel it, and yet, we're still oppressed in God, and that brings it out. But that's what the Rebbe's, what was the Rebbe's Aveda? Complacency in Golos. Anti-complacency in Golos. That's what the Rebbe made the Jew, which you want Mashiach. All over the world, because there can be one corner of the world, not only one city, one corner in a city of the world that I mentioned many times. Rabbi Gorelick, Oliver Shom, the shliach in Italy, got a call once. It was 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and you know, Rabbi Chodakov called him. The Rabbi's secretary, he said, "Rabbi Gorelick, what are you doing now?" He says, "Rabbi Chodakov, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sleeping." He said, "The Rebbe wants to know," "how is it possible that you are sleeping when there's many Jewish kids in Italy that don't have a proper Jewish education?" Think about that. There's a din in halacha, you're not to steal somebody's sleep. Gezel Shina. It's forbidden to wake somebody up from sleep. Here, the Rebbe told him to call him and say, how in the world can you sleep? Come on. The Rebbe is a very normal, understanding person. You just don't wake up people in the middle of the night. Yeah? There's a lot of stories with that. The Rebbe told the guy, call up the chaplain in South Africa, make sure there's menorah and kosher food for the Jews in prison there. Okay. Okay, so he says like this. Now on Yud. This more of the neshama that's revealed to when you're in Kasim Izashinim Tzorim Megalus is Nihilus Yais is a much greater level of Morn. Mepchinas Hamor, the neshama, Shem is Galus, Hayidei Mesiris Nefesh. This is even a greater level of Morn that Mesiris Nefesh reveals. Why? When you know it's like this. The reason why Matan Torah was only the beginning, and Hechelu Lasis will be May Achashveish Haysakabal. The days of Achashveish was the acceptance. V'kibla Yehudim who kizeh shegdimu nasa l'nishma b'Matan Torah. We know that by before Matan Torah, the Jews said nasa l'nishma. Why was it? Because Hashem held the mountain over their head, you know, and said before Matan Torah, Gemara says, because it says in the pasuk. Before Matan Torah, the pasuk says he stood under the mountain. So really it means, like, simply it means next to the mountain. Like you say, LA is on the ocean. It doesn't mean on the ocean. It's near the ocean, so you say it's on the ocean. That's the simple meaning. And then the Gemara says, a deeper meaning is, the Taka stood under the mountain. Hashem picked up Parsina over the heads and said, do or die, either accept it, or goodbye. Here's going to be mass Jim Jones gravesite. Yeah. So in the Gemara, and Taisis over there in the Gemara, because Taisis asked the question, but the Jews just said Nasa V'Nishma. Why did they have to force them? The Jews already said Nasa V'Nishma. Yeah. So according to Taisis, it says they said Nasa V'Nishma, and then he held the mountain over the head. Other midrashim, Nesrei Kabbalah and Chassidus learn, no, the mountain over the head was before Nasa V'Nishma. Meaning, what gave the Jews the koyach, the ability to say Nasa V'Nishma, which is, the Gemara says was it blew everybody's mind. Yeah, a voice came out from heaven and said, "Who revealed this to my children? That only the Malachim know this." Yeah, so Chassidus explained, what was the concept of Kof Aleihem Har Kegiges? Hashem picked up Har Sinai and held it over their heads, which is the level of Makif, the supernatural level, higher than Mord. That was a revelation of Makif, and that revelation of Makif, before they said Nasa V'Nishma, gave them the ability to say Nasa V'Nishma. Where did the Jews get the strength and the ability to be able to say Nasa V'Nishma? Was because Hashem gave them the koyach from above. Therefore, Gilui Mumaila. Therefore, what caused Nasa V'Nishma by Matan Torah was a Gili from above. What was unique about Purim? They did it on their own. B'mei Achashvei Shaisa Kabbalah Mitzad Atzma. They came from themselves. There was no revelation of godliness in Purim. The revelation came afterwards. But during the Mesidus Nefesh, it came from their own to get that level. V'yishleimad, the Amun of the Yisrael, the lower level. Remember, the Rebbe said before, there's a level of Amunah that because the Neshama sees Alukus, and then there's a Neshama, level of Amunah because the Neshama is Alukus. He says, this level of Rei Alukus, Amunah Shemitzad Siba is similar to Derech Shegdim or Nasa L'Nishma B'Matan Torah Mitzad Gilui D'Lemayla because of the revelation from above. V'zeh Shebimei Achashveirish Hoysa Kabbalah Mitzad Atzmam. In other words, like this. When there is a revelation from above causing the Jews to scream Nasa V'Nishma, there's a cause there. Like you said, because the neshama lamaila sees alukus, therefore the neshama down here has a muna. But that's a cause and effect. Purim, there was no cause. What? Not a revelation of Elokus. But it's not a revelation of Elokus. It's not a revelation of cause, Nasa and Ishma. It came from themselves. It refers to Achashverosh. Yeah. Shh. Taisus answered because the Jews maybe would be afraid and that they would change their mind. So Shem said, you're accepting it, you can't change your mind.
The verbal commitment wasn't sufficient.
Right. He says, what happened? Vizabi me'achashvei shoyitza kabbalah mitzad atzmam is ki'oz nizgales kashus belukushim mitzad etzem aneshama. If there's no revelation of godliness, what makes a Jew all of a sudden wake up? Not only one Jew, all the Jews in the entire world stood with Mesidus Nefesh a whole year. And like when Chassidus explains, what's the union of a whole year? Why was it a whole year? Because there's summer, winter, spring, and fall. Each one has their own unique way of serving Hashem. There's a winter service of Hashem, summer, you know, spring and fall.
It's all challenges.
The whole, different challenges. And by Purim, a whole year they stood Mesidus Nefesh, like the Rebbe explained soon. Wherever the Jew was, it was the same level of Mesidus Nefesh. Not only in Europe versus America. It was the same universal Mesidus Nefesh to every possibility. And therefore, the Rebbe is explaining, that comes from the essence of the Neshama. What causes Ma'ob in Golus? There's no revelations of godliness from above. If anything, there's a total lack of revelation from above. So what causes a Jew not to be complacent in Golus? To really want Mashiach? Coming from the essence of the Neshama. So in other words, Mordechai revealed the essence of the Neshama that comes from Mesidus Nefesh. The Rebbe revealed the essence of the Neshama that comes from complacency and Golus. He made Jews aware that this is not where the Jew belongs.
The Rebbe, it's the immediate level of the Torah, Matan Torah, Purim during the Gezerah and Purim after the
Gezerah. Sure, correct.
Those are the three levels of the Torah.
Yeah.
Makif, and then there is the true essence of the Neshama, and the one that's...
And the higher essence is the complacency rather than the, yeah.
So when things are bad, we should be upset.
No.
And when things are good, we should still be upset.
Should be more upset.
More upset.
No. Yeah, from the fact that we're in Golus. Okay, we learned Tanya Wednesday night. Does Hashem do anything bad?
No.
Does Hashem do anything bad? No. Is Golus good or bad? Huh? Don't be a Jew. Golus is good or bad? No. Golus is good. Why? Because Golus brings out the more that Golus doesn't bring out. Is sin good? One second. Is sin? I'm not blaming you. Is sin good? Before the fact, it's very bad. Before the sin, it's very bad. After the sin, did Hashem want you to sin? If Hashem didn't want you to sin, you wouldn't have sinned. Right? Before the fact, does Hashem want you to sin? 100% not. After the fact, did Hashem want you to sin? Obviously, because if not, you wouldn't have sinned. Why does Hashem want you to sin? Because then you come to a level of tshuva that you wouldn't have had if you didn't do the sin. That's if you utilize the sin for good. Sin is bad. But if you utilize it for good, meaning not before you sin, because before you sin it's only bad, you're not supposed to do it. But if you utilize it after the fact sin, yeah, for something good, then the sin is even greater than not sinning. Correct? Is galus good? If Hashem does it, it's good. That's if you utilize galus to reveal the level of mar that only galus could reveal. Come not the seeds nafish of galus. The seeds nafish of complacency in galus. Huh? If it's a very big risk. But if Hashem gives you the galus and he gives you the koyach, yes, it's a risk, but can we overcome the risk? If not, Hashem wouldn't have given it to us.
Why is it last longer?
Not lasting longer. It brings out a deeper level of mord. Because it's not coming from a gilui alukus of above. I understand. But this is even a deeper level of more than ever said. And in 56, okay, well, we have to learn more to, I don't know if it's going to be done.
What's the example of complacency? What is that?
That a Jew, even though you live in Beverly Hills and you have all those cars and houses and everything you want, yeah, you're still bitter and upset that we're still not in Eretz Yisrael. He said that last night. And he said, Rabbi, we want Mashiach now. What does now mean? Come to a normal Jew. Yeah, you hear what I'm saying? You want Mashiach? Yeah, but not now. Come back 2 weeks. I got to finish my business deal. I got to finish buying. I'm waiting for my Tesla to come ordered. I have to wait for it. I'm waiting for this deal. And you're going to ruin my whole life. Come back in 2 weeks.
Again,
now means now. And the Rebbe, I remember when the Rebbe said those things thousands of times, but the Rebbe said, you want to know a mashal of now? When a baby is crying, he wants its bottle. Yeah? You can come to the baby and say, there's a shortage of formula. We need to go to the store and try to get it on the black market. He said, it doesn't work. When a baby is crying, they want the bottle now. Now means now. Not in a week from now, in a day from now, an hour from now. And that's what the Rebbe wanted. We want Mashiach. No, it's not a slogan. The Rebbe was not a sloganizer. The Rebbe, we want Mashiach now means now. That means right now, and that's what the Rebbe said, living with Mashiach means, at any given moment, Mashiach can come to me, and I won't have to say, come back 5 minutes later, I got to clean my mind, I got to clean my mouth, I got to clean my house, spiritually. I got to clean it and come back in 10 minutes. That means you're not living Mashiach. Okay. Yeah, but Tuesday and Wednesday I'm probably not going to be here, but